The 21-day lockdown has disrupted the economy and lives on so many levels. Today, we focus on the property rental market and the rights and obligations that will arise from the lockdown and practical solutions to deal with any inconvenience, that has been caused. Well, to discuss some of the issues, I'm joined on the line by Andrew Schaefer. He's the MD of National Property Management Company, Trafalgar. Thanks very much, Andrew, for joining us. So with the lockdown occurring beyond the control of tenants and landlords, and with tenants perhaps already having paid rent for the next property that they were set to move into at the end of this month, and landlords perhaps now holding rent from an incoming tenant who can't currently come in because of the situation, what do these parties need to do?
Good evening to your listeners. They need to reach out to their rental agents and just discuss their circumstances to come up with a tailored solution. So I think most rental agencies are ready and willing to help. And with an understanding of the timing and the challenges, I think they will be ready to tailor a solution to work out.
Now, there's a concern, obviously, that some people in the country who work are flexible workers and they may not make money during the COVID-19 lockdown period. What kind of support would you advise landlords to give to those kind of tenants, assuming that they're good tenants, of course?
I think in the first step would be to look at transferring the deposit to cover 1 month's rental and to buy 1 month of rental cover relief. And then the deposit can be reinstated over a phased period thereafter. So that would be step one. If it goes on longer than that, the disruption and the loss of earnings, one would then need to look at a different or a successive solution, which might be then a rental period holiday and then phasing the catch-up over some months after that, after income has recovered.
And I suppose landlords could try and reach out to banks. We know a number of banks have come out to say, look, we're happy to support you if you're a good standing customer. They could reach out to them for payment holidays and thereby be able to extend the same to their tenants.
Exactly. So that seems to be forthcoming from most of the major banks. And I think landlords are ready and willing to facilitate and assist.
So what can landlords do if they were hoping to get shot of an undesirable tenant at the end of this month? You know, somebody who doesn't pay or plays music too loud and they had actually served them notice to say, please leave. I mean, what choice do they have? Obviously, they can't really boot the person out, can they?
No. So certainly the lockdown has changed occupation dates for the 1st of April. So tenants planning to leave were needed to have extensions to stay on until after the lockdown is lifted. Some tenants were given early occupation for the 1st of April to move in before lockdown. So there was a change in terms of the 1st April occupation plans.
So I suppose the most important thing right now, given that things have changed for both tenants and landlords, is to put everything in writing so that there's no misunderstanding about the extra month or the extra rental, et cetera, et cetera.
No, exactly. I think it's important tenants reach out early. They contact the persons referenced on their rental statement. They will be asked for sort of evidence of their earnings changes from their employers or bank statements if they're self-employed to demonstrate the impact of the lockdown and COVID-19. And then subject to that and their objectives, hopefully a tailored plan can be worked out to help them through this difficult period.
And what's your specific advice to landlords who have units in sectional title properties?
Similar approaches are being adopted for landlord levy payments, where equally so they will be able to reschedule levy payments, often in the form of acknowledgement of debt, so that the acknowledgement of debt will map out exactly what payments are required when, typically over a 6 to 12 month delay period, and just to tide them over the short-term cash flow implications of loss of rental income.
Andrew, thank you very much for giving us that advice and your insights. That was Andrew Schaefer. He's the MD of National Property Management Company, Trafalgar.